Hey, Blue?
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a business breakfast with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May tells her she should stick around and do a trade deal with the United States once Great Britain withdraws from the European Union. May is due to step down as party leader at the end of the week, setting up an election for a new prime minister. Queen Elizabeth saying at a dinner last night where the president was a guest of honor.
Mr. President, as we look to the future, I'm confident that our common values and shared interests will continue to unite us.
Anti-Trump protesters have gathered to march through the streets with a big balloon of President Trump as a baby flying overhead. The House passes a long-delayed $19 billion disaster relief bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 354, the nays are 58.
President Trump deleted a tweet saying, now we will get it done in the Senate. The Senate actually passed that bill last month. It goes to his desk for his signature. This is Fox News.
No clue. I got nothing. Something about music?
This has been another clip from the trailer for Martin Scorsese's Bob Dylan Netflix documentary.
Still got nothing.
A morning radio show with no wise guys, but some good fellas, like the very funny Greg Budell.
What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny? Funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh?
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes.
Who the hell do you think you are? Some kind of big shot?
Slow down, all right? I forgot. I thought it was next week.
It was Friday, it was this Friday, and you agreed, so you're a liar.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He's crazy. He's a cowboy. He's got too much to prove.
Are you thinking about changing the channel? Forget about it. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
And welcome to Tuesday Morning with Three Men. Here's truly Greg Udell. Jay Scott.
Hey, Scott.
He's here getting ready for Random Facts at 7 o'clock. Emily Hayes is somewhere.
I'll have what she's had.
Ribeye and scrambled eggs this morning. Here's the greatest right-hander in Blue Water history, yeah. Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Whenever I make it to the vicinity of the plate, I'm happy.
Sunny and hot today with a high temperature up to about 97. We had 98 yesterday, making it the hottest day of the year so far. What about your lawn? My lawn is crunchy, but that's about to change. Partly cloudy tonight, still dry, low 72. Tomorrow, hot, high in the mid-90s. Maybe some widely scattered afternoon storms. You know, last time we had rain at the Montgomery Airport was May 12th. That was a big day. We had 2.12 inches of rain. But this is day 23 without rain.
Wow.
Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become more numerous. High temperatures will back off to the 80s. I think 86 on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Locally heavy downpours at times. Substantial rainfall amounts possible. Highs in the 80s. Risk of thunderstorms continue on Monday. Right now, calm winds. Partly cloudy skies. It's 70 at 611.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The dog is at the control panel.
Yeah, isn't that cute? Look at, I got that from Cheshire Cat.
Hit play one more time.
Sure.
I want to show.
Doggy's sitting there in a control panel.
Doggy,
and by the way, the dog has a better board than we do. Not complaining.
I'm not sure if it's better than Bailey the board op dog, but...
Oh, no, nobody's better than Bailey the board op dog.
Look at that face.
Bailey the board op dog.
But with that same intelligent, focused look that I have every morning.
What a bunch of crap.
Hey, I saw a video of you guys last night. You did a fantastic job.
There was a video? Where did that happen?
On the News Talk Facebook page.
Oh, Kristen records kidding. Everything.
And on the Blue Water Broadcasting Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Page.
And then she puts it out there for everybody to see.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
And then there's the billboard downtown that shows it over and over.
Oh, no. Wait, so it is available? I haven't seen it.
If you just go to the Blue Water Broadcasting Facebook page or the News Talk Facebook page, you'll see
it. We have one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Once again, right over the plate, but a little low in it. I think somebody wants.
No, she was commenting on your analysis.
Is that her BS alarm going off? Or was it?
I see you.
The girl. No.
I see you, Bailey.
Anybody complaints on the ribeyes this morning?
No,
maybe Bailey. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
I think she's got a complaint.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have one.
Oh. Well,
she tasted it.
Hey, I see you. I know.
I always get a little more concerned because they're a little bit harder to grill in the dark.
Well,
why you shouldn't grill in the dark?
Hey, by the way, the eggs.
We should get you a floodlight.
The creamy eggs, I just love.
Wake up the whole neighborhood. What's that Budell doing again?
Well, I do my best. That's the best I can do.
Wait a minute. Here's a Facebook page.
Look, your dad's going to show you something, baby.
Are you looking for this?
I don't see it. I don't see it.
The
News
Talk Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah, News Talk Facebook
page. Just a bit outside.
Wait.
Wait.
Let's see.
So.
Rich got a hold of the stadium mic last night so he could hit on the women that were sitting there.
Hey, good looking. We'll be happy to pick you up later.
So he finished the first pitch.
So.
Just go to the Blue Water Facebook page.
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
Who's ding?
Ding! That's a you. That's a you. That's a dinger.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yay!
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are
done. Yeah, where's your phone?
That's a good question, Jay.
You know where your phone is?
I don't think that's mine. I think mine's still in the car.
No,
is it really?
I thought I turned... I always turn my dinger off.
Mine's off.
But it may have been me.
Okay, so there's yours. You're a little low. Now they're going to do me?
Stop.
That was a good look at... Oh, that's me.
That is you.
I'm going to call your phone, Greg, real quick.
So humble.
All right. So.
That's ringing.
There he is. He's waving at everybody.
All right. Yeah, your phone's not up here.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, that was in front of the plate. All right. Okay.
Well, that was fun. And the Biscuits treated us very well last night. And I gave the ball. There was a family coming in. And.
Oops.
10 or 11
it's
year
got
old
sound.
Young man, and I said, this is for you. And he was so happy.
Is that the Cade kid? That kid? Or the one
No, the first pitch? No, I was just walking out to the car. I couldn't stay for the game because we were going to get up so early.
Oh, you gave it away. Oh, I should have done the same thing.
And he so flipping happy.
When I threw mine, I gave it away. There was a little girl in the... She was standing next to me with her dad, and I was like, oh, hey. And she had her glove.
I have it.
And I was like, you want the ball? Said, there you go.
I have it in my car. If anybody is listening who has a child who would like that ball, call Jay at 272-9228, and we'll make sure you get the ball.
Would like that ball.
Maybe the stakes are better than I give him credit for, because she's really...
She's aggressive, actually.
Very aggressive today, yes. I was going to play something here. But I'm not finding... Well, let's try this. Because today is a very special day and one that I know Miss Hayes will want to celebrate at 6:16.
June 4th is Hug Your Cat Day. Now, where is my little kitty? Here, kitty, kitty. There you are. Daddy wants to give you a big hug. Oh, a stupid thing tried to kill me. Have a happy Hug Your Cat Day. That is, if the little furball will let you.
Well, I had.
That was
applicable. No, that was better than that. I know, but that one is funnier. I can't. Ah, here it is.
Today is Hug Your Cat Day, so don't forget to give Mr. Farnsworth some extra loving.
Oh, God!
And don't forget, tomorrow is Put Bandages on Your Wounds Day.
Ew, my cats don't do that. They'll just look incredibly pissed off as long as you hold and squeeze them. And then you let them go and everything's fine. I know.
She's making a mess of your arm.
Yeah.
Well, I understand why that I had trouble finding that. Now, so I got to fix a couple of things here. Why don't we do that while we're getting our local news at 6:17?
Okay.
Then our most electrifying story of the morning.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Happening today, the Alabama Supreme Court will hear arguments in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's appeal of his conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard was convicted in 2016 of improperly receiving consulting contracts and business investments from company executives. Longtime Millbrook restaurant Smokehouse Barbecue closed its doors last week after its business license was revoked. Millbrook City officials say it was behind on sales tax payments, but the owner says she was working to pay what was owed. Smokehouse Barbecue had been open for over 25 years. And the Montgomery Police Department is hosting a Junior Police Academy this week. This teaches sixth graders about conflict resolution, how to prevent bullying, and how to resist gangs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What day is today?
Today is today.
Are you saying today?
No, I'm just saying...
Today is
Tuesday.
Look, if you need help remembering, just think of it like this. Tuesday, today.
Yeah, so Tuesday.
And it is today.
You getting all this?
Following all this.
You know I am.
All I know is...
It's time to get to work.
And it's...
Showtime.
It is showtime, and time for... It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's over. It's over. James Holzhauer loses on Jeopardy.
The line, a great reckoning in a little room in As You Like It, is usually taken to refer to this author's premature death. Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was, who is Marlowe? Christopher Marlowe? You are correct, sir. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801.
Her wager, this is remarkable. She figured out what his total would be if he wagered everything, and she wagered a dollar more than that.
Ooh, that's I like that.
Because even if he had wagered everything and got it right, she would have gotten it right and been $1 more than what he had.
She's not just any idiot.
I have that somewhere. I have that in the Thomas files. Where is that? Let's see, we've got...
Not a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe I...
Crack don't smoke itself.
That's a public service announcement from this station.
Incorrigible.
No, that's not it.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, 6:21. Let's talk Mr. Electric. By the way, the tinfoil hat crowd says that Holzhauer deliberately wagered low so that the streak would end. Or at least had a chance to end.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that his only hope was that she would have gotten it wrong and wagered a lot, which would have knocked her down below what he had.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. He knew he had the right answer, but he knew that even if he wagered everything, she would still be more, you know.
Congratulations to Emma Bitcher, who is the new Jeopardy champ. By the way, I don't know if you saw this article I posted yesterday. And it got a ton of response on why do women bully each other in the workplace?
Excuse me?
And I asked our listeners to chime in on this, and man, I got some great responses. Baby. It is one of the most eye-opening, honest posts I've ever run on Facebook. The article itself breaks down. It's from The Atlantic, so it's not from some crackpot website. In fact, I'm not really a big fan of The Atlantic, but in this particular story, this woman does an analysis that there are, pardon the language here, three types of bitches in the workplace, and it explains each time. So I asked women, please read this and then react to it. Mm-hmm. And it was an eye-opener, a real eye-opener, because a good number of the women flat out said, I would rather work for a man than a woman any day of the week.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Mr. Electric, I just pulled them up online at MrElectric.com. This is a great company. You never have to think twice about who to call because everybody that's under the Mr. Electric banner is a certified master electrician. And they can do it all. But what you'll love is the way they go about doing what they do. They give you a specific time that they will be there, and guess what? That's when they show up. They assess whatever it is you need done and give you an upfront price. And that's what you'll pay. No surprises, no games. And it's readily evident the first time they're at your house that they really know what they're doing. So whether it's an installation, you're concerned that perhaps you're getting power surges or you got flickering lights somewhere in the house, don't take chances with that kind of stuff. Call Mr. Electric. Have them out for an analysis. Trust me, you are going to be dealing with the very best in this business. For 24/7 emergency service, you can call 844-866-1367. You can get acquainted with them very quickly at MrElectric.com. Fantastic company. 6:24, our first look at the roads. The timeline for June 4th with Rich Thomas and today's lesson in Rich's School of Broadcasting all coming up. And then we're talking about what on TV today?
When you blow off plans in the summertime, some of the reasons why we do that.
Gotcha. I'm always the last to know.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into your Tuesday morning traffic. Things look good out on the boulevard. We don't have any problems for you there. If you're on the interstates, just roll along. You're rolling at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and I-85, and we don't see any trouble coming in on the 31s. If you're headed into Maxwell Air Force Base, remember that the Maxwell Boulevard gate is now closed until July 31st, so you have to enter on Kelly Street or on the airbase gate. So be careful. It will be crowding up in those areas before long. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I wish I could afford to send them to camp. Kids are so annoying. I am not enjoying having these kids in my house every day. Already wish summer would end and they'd go back to school again.
children all summer long. I'm sick of watching my children all summer long.
Calm the heck down. Let's cue the piccolo players. At 6:30 with the timeline for the 4th day of June, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 155th day of the year, 210 days remaining.
Those piccolo players are a little aggressive.
They are.
They need so impressed with people that can do that with their mouth.
Do they want steak?
Nothing beats the aggressiveness of a dog that wants steak.
Oh my gosh, she was... She was a little over the top today. On Hug Your Cat Day, as we already found out, right? Here's a cat fact.
Yay!
Cats spend 70% of the day sleeping.
Yes, they do.
And cat fact!
Yay! Come home in the bed that is perfectly made before we leave, and when we get home, Loretta will hear us and move at that time, but you'll walk in, there's just one little dip in the bed.
You make your bed?
First thing in the morning. So I've already accomplished something.
I make my bed, but it's later in the day.
The question.
Discipline.
It's National Cheese Day, and I have no discipline on that.
Cheese is good.
I love cheese. It's also Applesauce Cake Day. I'm a big fan of, not necessarily applesauce cake, but applesauce and anything apple.
I love cinnamon applesauce, especially when I'm sick.
Well, that's really good stuff, too.
Yeah.
123 years ago, 1896, Henry Ford made a successful test run of his new horseless carriage in a nighttime drive through the streets of Detroit. I don't know if it's going to take... What do you think? Is it going to take off or not? Yeah. You think so?
It's got possibilities. It'll take time.
82 years ago in 1937, Oklahoma City grocer Stephen Goldman invented the shopping cart.
Also known as the buggy.
The buggy.
For the people who invented of the South.
Who invented the front wheel that goes sideways and makes you...
I hate that.
I always get the
when
wonky
you grab
buggy.
Grab that and then it's making noise and you don't want to make
but
noise.
But the thing is
you
don't
want to call attention to
I'll
yourself.
Commit to it, though.
I know, like, me too.
If I pull it out of the row...
Me too.
I'm like, well, God obviously wants me to have the wonky buggy, so I should take it.
But that noise it makes and it's just...
Wretched.
140 years ago, this is the day that, with the Germans advancing, Operation Dynamo at Dunkirk ends. British troops today were cut off from their French allies, forcing an enormous, successful evacuation of soldiers from the town of Dunkirk, England.
Watch the documentary on that from Smithsonian.
And two great movies in the last year, including Dunkirk and The Darkest Hour. War movies.
Always good to see that, buddy.
1942, the Battle of Midway begins on this date.
Oh, man, that changed the world. That didn't just win. That wasn't just a win for the Americans. That changed the world.
What a surprise for Japan. They didn't know that we knew all about what was going on. 1942, on the same day that Midway begins, the Capitol Records is launched. Label became home to artists like Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, just to name a few. 1967, on this date, the Monkees won an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series. You know, it was really not a good show.
It was
like the Beatles.
You know what it was? It was MTV before... Yeah. There was MTV.
Yeah, it was them just being silly.
Yeah, a lot of cuds.
Yeah. Now our song of the day, another Sound of Summer in our Songs of Summer series. What do you mean this is 50 years old? This was playing on the radio when Apollo 11 was headed for the moon. It's Canadian singer Andrew Joaquin changed his name to Andy Kim for the business. Top 10 song. Baby, I love you.
Have I ever told you?
summer songs you've ever featured in this.
That was really good. And then even his follow-up, Rock Me Gently, it was just a great, great song. 47 years ago in 72, the Dodgers retired the numbers of Jackie Robinson, number 42, Sandy Koufax, number 32, and Roy Campanella, number 39. 37 years ago in 82, Star Trek's, arguably the best Star Trek movie, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, was released. That's the one where Spock dies, and it's the one where Kirk yells, Khan!
Spoiler alert.
Movie's only been around for 45 years.
If you haven't seen it...
You haven't seen Spinal Tap. What are you talking about?
37 years.
Well, you can spoil that. We'll still watch it.
37 years ago in 82, Poltergeist was released. What did she say, the little girl?
They're here.
They're here.
They're here.
We're out of here.
Did you hear about the movie that followed Poltergeist? Hmm? It was took place on a farm, and the chicken coop was haunted. It's called Poultrygeist.
I'll tell you what, though. If I walk into a house and I hear, get out, I am so out of there.
Yeah, huh? That's Amityville Horror.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that's a different movie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, same general idea. No. Poltergeist is the one with the snow on the TV screen, right?
Get out.
All right, get out.
1983, Police, number one with Every Breath You Take. 35 years ago in 84, Born in the USA, the album from Bruce Springsteen was released, containing I'm on Fire, Glory Days, Dancing in the Dark, seven top 10 singles. 30 years ago in 89, we talked about this yesterday, Tiananmen Square, but this is the day on the calendar when that actually happened overseas in Beijing. The pro-democracy movement, and hundreds, possibly thousands of people died. We don't know, because China won't tell us. 27 years ago in 92, the young Elvis beat out the chubby Elvis in a nationwide vote for which Elvis should be featured on U.S. postage stamps. What do I get that pic, that face for?
All Elvis is good Elvis.
Yeah, but they voted on
hey,
one.
I've had the same thing in my life. There was skinny Greg and there was slightly chubby Greg, and I still did.
And which one made the stamp? 2003, on this date, Martha Stewart stepped down as CEO of her company just hours after being indicted on insider trading charges, including obstruction of justice, conspiracy, securities fraud. She spent 5 months in prison. It was a cushy prison.
Isn't it amazing, though, how many people have started companies and then been kicked out after they built them into these
right,
big
their empires. Own places? Yeah, their own companies. Some birthdays. Josh McDermott, he's on The Walking Dead. He's Eugene, is 41 today. Angelina Jolie is 44. Noel Weil, he was a big deal on a show called ER.
Yeah.
Dr. John Carter, he's 48 today. Scott Wolfe was a big deal on Party of Five. They're doing a reboot of Party of Five.
Ah.
Yeah, he's 51. Michelle Phillips.
Oh.
Is 75 today.
I bet she still looks great.
The mamas and the papas. Do you remember the album cover with them in the bathtub? You know, it had California Dreaming and Monday.
I'll look it up. I'll happily look that up.
You should do it. Bruce Dern is 83 today. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who is still making people a little squeamish as she talks about...
I'll have what she's having.
Sex is 91 today.
91?
Yeah. I wonder if she's still...
I was wondering, too.
Oh,
it's just not quite as... As you age, it goes from... to
yes.
Just a wrinkle in time. 12 days until Father's Day. 30 days till 4th of July, 87 days till SEC football, which means the Duncan Predictathon will be the day before, birthday season, 114 days away, and Thanksgiving in 177 days. That's your timeline.
Well, you're on. Rich Thomas. Hey, Hey there, do we have time to squeeze in the forecast?
I think so.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Sunny and hot today. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. All of this dry weather, which is, this is day 23, is about to end. Partly cloudy, 72 tonight. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s with widely scattered afternoon storms. Then rain chances really start to ramp up Thursday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous. Highs backing off to around 86. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Locally heavy tropical downpours. Highs in the 80s. More showers and storms Monday. Right now, calm winds. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature 70 at 640.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We're heading into summer, which means lots of interactions with other human beings, whether you like it or not.
According to a new survey, the average person has 31% more social events in the summer than in other times of the year. The top reasons that we bail out on these events are bad weather, feeling sick, too tired, and I just didn't feel like going.
You know, right.
31% more times zero, I'm still at zero, so.
All right, we're going to talk, bring in Three Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. I know you guys never use any of these excuses.
No.
I saw one on the list that says, if you're binge-watching a show and you don't want to stop,
but if that's the case, you would never say that to somebody.
No.
I haven't finished Game of Thrones. I can't, you know, you're not going to say you're going to come up with something to,
A social event, Andrew says. You guys would never bail out on us, right? If we had plans, right? You wouldn't bail out on us, would you?
Right.
Some of us wouldn't. Some of us wouldn't.
You know, I have a...
All I'm saying on that one.
I have a couple of social events every year, and one of the people sitting in our studio right now has attended exactly one of those. He's always invited.
Ooh.
And it's not because he is unsocial or unfriendly.
He does stuff. He has.
Why do you hate me? I'm kidding.
I don't discriminate.
You have time for rebuttal.
I don't.
What happens over here is that Ryan plans pool parties at my apartment complex.
When you're not there. When you're not there.
Right? Hey, you don't need. You can come to my house. I got a pool. You guys want to have a party? You just let me know.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
Seriously.
All right. Good.
You shouldn't have said that.
Today.
Put it on the calendar.
Yes. Every day from 1 to 4, we'll be there.
You know what? I should do that. Then I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll plan a party, and the pool's great now. It's, you know, I was out there yesterday.
It was nice and warm the other day.
So I'll plan one, and I'll invite you guys, and then we'll see which of these 7 reasons I get back for...
For not attending.
Sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, okay, there's a catch.
No catch, but...
One that I don't see on here... Oh, okay, never mind. I do see too tired. Catching up on sleep, that's a valid excuse.
Well, I think so, too.
Sure. Shouldn't even be called an excuse. Yep. That's a valid reason.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag self-care.
Especially in our business, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The one that comes up a little more frequently when you have options to go out as you gracefully age is just tired.
Yeah.
But, we have a good excuse. We were texting this morning at 2:30.
Yep.
Our day starts very early. I come back and do another show in the afternoon, so I can always pull out the violin and start playing.
I'm too tired.
and that kind of thing.
I sleep through a lot of events that are planned on Friday evenings. I always have... intentions of going, and it sounds good because it's like, I'll get home, take a nap, and be ready. But you just always get that burst of energy on Fridays when you get off, and you're like, I'm not tired. And then I end up crashing right around about 6 o'clock
because
I'm over with
it. I mean, that's the worst when someone comes up with something for you to do.
Yes.
Like when you agree to something, when you have the energy to do it, you're like, that sounds fantastic for next Tuesday. Right. I'm on board. Then Tuesday rolls around and you're like, oh my God.
Why did I do this?
To me, that's just agreeing to anything before noon. any time before that, I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds fine. And then that 1 o'clock slump hits in and I'm like,
I just use the excuse, I don't want to do it.
Hey, we,
yeah. Straight up, you're straightforward at least.
Well, I'm like, no, I don't want to.
He says
like,
honest.
I was like, I don't want to be around.
It's husbands like that. Yeah. Husbands like that. Yeah, he doesn't mean it in a rude way or anything like that, but if it's not something that he wants to do, or, you know, like if he wants to catch up on sleep or something, he'll say, no, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Justin Verlander over here, and I got to throw the first pitch out of the biscuit game last night. And where will we find that? On what social media?
On the Blue Water Facebook page.
Don't bother. If I get it to the same zip code as the plate,
just a bit outside.
That's good.
Now that was fun. We did it on a weeknight. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I had the energy for that.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that we don't have time to show the video of that. But maybe we can.
I'll make sure you get it for tomorrow.
See you guys later.
Oh, please and thank you.
I'm on it right now, actually.
See what excuse Richard is.
If you want to hear more from Through and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more to come.
Well, that was...
Wait. You hit the master there.
Whoa.
No. The other one.
Oh.
Put that at half mast. There you go.
Why are these buttons so close together? I got big fingers.
Have these buttons changed any in the last 14 years?
No.
Okay, so...
Is this your way of saying...
It's hey. You, Peepaw. It's you.
Peepaw?
Yeah, I am...
It's not the buttons. They haven't changed. Don't go changing.
We got all these freaky things that people do on YouTube where they make bazillions of dollars for stupid stuff. And I was thinking about starting the Peepaw channel.
Yeah,
just so I could, you know, sit with a big bowl of Werther's and maybe a doily here and there.
A doily. I love the doily idea. That's so my mom.
And just do like a commentary or something.
Doily.
Complain about things.
That's the afternoon show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, you're invited to that this afternoon between 3 and 6 on News Talk 93.
All right. Andrew, Ryan, and Jalea have just received your... toss.
How about sending it to me?
It's right here.
Hey, let's not do this. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's send it.
We got the cheap and trashy coming up, and we're going to open with an old musical classic. We play it once a year in this month, and we'll open with that, and then get you caught up on all the celebrity gossip and crap. In just a couple of minutes. And then next hour, JLive Random Facts. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Pop. Quiz.
It's lots of pops.
Hey, by the way, if you like your soda, I mean Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, in a glass bottle, which is the
pop.
Way.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Pop. In a glass bottle. The six packs of all of those brands I just mentioned are $2.75 at Food Outlet. They're $5.99 at the big chain. So if you want it, I mean, there's nothing better than, for me, a Diet Coke iced down on a day like yesterday by the pool and a $2.75 a six pack. You're saving $4 right there on one item. Stock up at Food Outlet, three locations. Highway 14 in Twice a Day Millbrook. On Main Street, just west of 31 in Prattville, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I send Bailey Graham every Sunday morning around 7:45. Traffic, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch helping you get to work on your Tuesday morning, and things are looking pretty good on the roadways. If you're up in Prattville on Highway 14 in the 1400 block, be careful because there are cows in the roadway. That'd be a mess, wouldn't it? Watch out there. If you are headed into Montgomery on I-65 from Prattville, we don't see any problems for you at this hour. I-65's rolling along just fine. We don't have any issues on I-85 either. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded out there already. Be careful around the intersections, and there are no real troubles coming in on the 31. other than if you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a little bit of a delay around the Redland Road traffic light. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June is busting up.
Junior
and my sister's even loonier,
and my ma's getting kittenish with Pat.
The sheep aren't sleeping anymore. All the rams that chase the ewe sheep are determined there'll be new sheep, and the ewe sheep aren't even keeping score.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And June is busting out all over. Alex Rodriguez is a little upset. Yeah. He lives in a high-rise in the... It's not far from downtown Miami.
I thought he was in the low rent district, but he's got a nice place.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. But see, the problem is his high rise, and they're all beautiful, but they're very close to each other. And somebody was able to use a zoom lens to take a picture of him sitting on his own toilet.
Oh,
you're kidding me!
He says he's not going to take legal action. He's going to invest in some good blinds. Well, you made approximately $380 million during your Major League Baseball career. Blinds shouldn't be an issue. But if you want, I'll give you a
reference. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
It's not really a problem downstairs, is it?
This story just emerged. Colin Farrell once so hungover on the set of Minority Report, it took him 50 takes just to get one line out.
Ew.
You're kidding.
Jay-Z is the first billionaire rapper.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
He does a lot of other stuff.
You want me to start listing some of his big songs? Oh, wait, I don't know one.
Yeah, you know, and for a, isn't it interesting that for a media that is always pulling the sexist banner out, his music is littered with, you know, bitches and hoes and things, and it's very misogynistic, his songs.
You listen to a lot of Jay-Z?
I've looked him up. I had to. You can't say something about somebody unless it's true.
Okay.
And that was welcomed in the White House. So tell me again about misogyny and sexism and all that crap. Alec Baldwin thought Beetlejuice was going to end his career, and it's too damn bad it didn't. What? And that's it. Very short. There's really no big news involving celebrities.
Well.
So,
Oh, thank you. You're supposed to.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and this is the time of the morning where I remind you about your chance to score a 1-carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's. That's right, if you've got a name, you can qualify. Just go online, click on the banner at newstalk931.com and register your full name. And you've got all this week to do that. And then next week we'll be calling names. If you hear your name called, get back in touch with us and you'll be a qualifier to win that 1-carat Forevermark diamond valued at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's. All the details you need over at News Talk 93.1, a day account.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, all right, okay. Anything I can do to help, Greg? You know, because cheap and trashy was awfully short. So.
All
right, okay.
656 Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is a company that is literally a house of invention because every client they have is dealing with some type of a challenge, short-term, long-term, that involves mobility. They step in and assess the first thing for a client who's just been released from the hospital or one of our wounded warriors coming home is to assess the home they're going to so they can make it accessible so that the individual, among all the other things they have to deal with, does not have to find a new place to live. That's job one. Then the job of restoring choices and giving them the opportunity to do as much for themselves as they can. Many people have been told you'll never be able to drive again. I mean, that's an instant dependency, and it's very, very damaging to the human spirit. But thanks to digital technologies, Gulf States Mobility has been able to restore that driving option for many people with what they call the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles available on very friendly long-term loan arrangements that are equipped right there at Gulf States Mobility's workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They do so much for people who have caught the toughest break in life. We always ask that in appreciation of your own mobility, your own ability to choose what you want to do when you want to do it, look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, a job well done. 6:58, we'll hit the traffic dungeon, Fox News. When we come back, Jay will have random facts ready, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch helping you get to work on your Tuesday morning, and things are looking pretty good on the roadways. If you're up in Prattville on Highway 14 in the 1400 block, be careful because there are cows in the roadway. That'd be a mess, wouldn't it? Watch out there. If you are headed into Montgomery on I-65 from Prattville, we don't see any problems for you at this hour. I-65's rolling along just fine. We don't have any issues on I-85 either. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded out there already. Be careful around the intersections, and there are no real troubles coming in on the 31.
other than if you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a little bit of a delay around the Redland Road traffic light. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs.